What's up, ladies and gents? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company, with a little podcast episode for the bold and the beautiful. I don't even mean to even come off like this for, you know, my TDR, but, you know, I have to talk about customer service, you know, calling. You know, when you have to call into customer service, which it bewilders me because I have to call in every month or so just to try to get understanding, just to try to get my, you know, get my question answered. And what I'm noticing in a lot of the customer service is that there's a language barrier in the conversation with the person on the other line. I'm not going to say what group of people. I'm not going to even point that out because I don't need y'all coming for me. So I've called in several times to my internet company and also to Amazon. My last situation with Amazon got me in such a pickle that I had to take two Advil. I almost had to take a BC powder, but I said, you know what? Let me get into the Advil because that's what's going to help me better. And to my surprise, I'm trying to explain the situation because I wanted to order. Someone told me about the Fadoos microphone. So I was like, okay, it's on sale. Let me order it. But I realized I ordered the wrong one. So I was like, you know what? Let me send this back. And that way, when I send it back, I could just order the right one. So I call customer service. I tell the lady I ordered the wrong one. She sends me a UPS scan code, right? And I was like, okay, cool. I can do this. I can do the scan code. And that way I can go ahead and get the right one. But before I could go in to order the right one, they were sending me a replacement before I knew it, which I did not ask for. Go figure. Somebody get the trigger. And so as I'm looking at this, I'm like, well, why are you sending me a replacement when I just told you I ordered the wrong one? And I don't know if the people can tell that you black on the phone. I'm pretty sure they can tell. There's an indication to tell that you got, you know, and I didn't have an attitude. I was just like, look, I just want to order the right one. I just want to get the right one. I just want to return this one. So in my return process, I realized that she sent it to UPS, which there is no UPS in my location, right? So I go all the way to Kohl's. Kohl's tells me that they have a return Amazon. So I figured I'd get to Kohl's, call Amazon, have them cancel the return initially, and then that way I can redo it. So the lady on the phone said to me, oh, you can't do that. I can't send you another code. You're going to have to go back home and Amazon and pick it up from there. I was like, well, that's the case. I should have stayed at home. Go figure. Somebody get the trigger. So then I'm at Kohl's and I'm a little frustrated because I'm like, well, ma'am, I'm watching 20 people come here do a return. So how are you telling me that I can't return here? And some of these items are bigger than the one that I'm returning. And I know you guys take electronics because that's what I was told. So there's a young lady in the store. She says, well, Miss Newton, don't worry about it. I'll show you how to do it. Because I'm blowing a fuse. I'm about to, you know, I'm about to pass gas, but I don't want to in the store. But I'm about to blow a fuse, and I'm just upset. Because I'm like, obviously there's a part of customer service that doesn't know that, or they should have told me, hey, let's just cancel this, and then you can go in and do this. And, you know, I guess they didn't know that. So the young lady was like, well, ma'am, let me show you what to do. So she shows me what to do. I cancel the return. You can go on Amazon online, cancel the return, redo the return, but put in the address of where you want to do the return. So put it as your address. So I put it as the address. It sends me a code. It replenishes it. But when you don't know, and you're hoping that customer service gives you that information, they don't give you that information, right? So here I am. I'm flabbergasted. And I was like, is there any wine in the store? Y'all ain't got no liquor in here? Because y'all got liquor glasses, but y'all ain't got no liquor. I just need to take a shot real quick because I'm just trying to figure out what happened. So I calm down. I come back home. I get the replacement the next day, which I did not ask for. So on Amazon, when you do the return, I guess they automatically send you a replacement. But I'm thinking like, well, why are you sending me a replacement considering this is not the microphone that I need? And so I'm going over and over and over. I'm calling customer service. And sometimes the people have a hard time listening to you because they know what they know on their job, but they don't want to tell you. You can't tell them how to do their job, but you're trying to explain to them, like, how does Amazon turn around and send me a replacement? Why are you replacing something that I don't need? All I want to do is return it. You know, so here we are, we're going back and forth. There's a language barrier, and then you're getting frustrated. And then, you know, then you have to turn around. You have to call back. You have to talk to someone else. You have to explain the story over and over again. So here it is. You just back and forth, back and forth. I'm thinking like, well, Amazon, wait a minute. We got too much technology for us to be repeating ourselves when it comes to customer service. And if you're recording a call, the person should understand there are notes in your account saying this person called, these are the notes of whatever case may be. I'm just trying to figure out how is it that I've called 7 times and I've had to explain myself 7 times. So today I get back on the phone with Amazon. I'm still not settled in my spirit about this situation. And I'm like, look, I don't think I should have to pay for a replacement considering this is not something I asked for, but I would prefer to keep it and order the correct cord that goes with this replacement because it's sending me in a frenzy. It's sending me up the wall and around the corner, and I'm just trying to get my life together so I can record my show. And I feel like that maybe this would be a great microphone for me to have. I always picture myself with a microphone and a stand, and you know, that way I can record myself properly. I can have the right equipment. I'm just thinking like they try, Lord, is the enemy after me? It's the enemy trying to get me to not do my show, or trying to get me so frustrated I forget about what it is that I want to do. And like I said, I think there's a huge language barrier when it comes to customer service because some people's accents are very, very strong. And on top of that, like they tend to get attitude with you because they're trying to tell you how they supposed to do their job. You're trying to tell them something you don't understand. And I took time out to listen, but I was trying to get them to get me to understand why is there, and I guess they couldn't tell me this. This has to come from upper management, or this has to come from somebody in IT who actually produces the website. Why would you have a replacement on there if the customer's only trying to do a return? And I guess they couldn't answer that question. And when I realized that, I said, you know what? Let's just cut it off right here. Let me go about my day, get my cup of coffee, clean my face, wash my butt, and go about my business because this ain't working. This is not working. You know, and I had to calm down because, you know, I got the twitch and I was like, you know, you don't want to say no cuss word. It's too close to Sunday. So get your life in order. So I realized, I said, you know what? Let me figure this out. Let me figure out a way. And so the lady says, well, ma'am, you don't have to pay for the replacement. I said, well, did you guys get back the one that I returned the first time? She's like, well, yeah, it hasn't made it to the warehouse. So she told me that I didn't have to pay for the replacement. But then she sends me an email about the stand. We never talked about the stand for the microphone. I was going to keep that and just order a whole new microphone. But she sends me an email about the stand. I'm like, lady, are y'all over there smoking on y'all smoke break? Because I think y'all over there smoking at Amazon on your smoke break, or Amazon selling y'all some stuff that we don't have just yet, because somebody comprehension, they cognitive comprehension is not in the game just yet. And it's like I said, it's taking me to another level. It's taking me to another level to let me know, stop ordering from Amazon. If you can find it somewhere else besides Amazon, and see, Amazon figure, well, I, you know, has a customer think, well, I get it from Amazon. I can get it the next day, or I can get it the same day. Yeah, there are certain things you can get the same day. It'll tell you. But there are certain items you can't get the same day. And this is switching the subject. So I order something, it's supposed to come the next day. It tells me, oh, it's supposed to be there by 10 o'clock p.m. There's no way nobody's doing delivery at 10 o'clock p.m. People are usually in the bed, they relax for the day. You don't want somebody coming at you answering your door and their Amazon is at 10 o'clock at night. Don't put on there the person can get next day if they can't get next day. It makes no sense. So I'm sitting here waiting on the item, the cord. I realized I ordered the wrong cord, so I said, you know what, I'll wait till it get here, then I'll return it. So, because sometimes you can't see what things actually look like until you get it, and that's the thing, I'm visual. Yeah, it looked like one thing, but then you get it, I'm like, man, that ain't gonna even fit. So, I am bewildered with Amazon, because I was like, you know what, I'm gonna start ordering from Walmart. I'm gonna start ordering from Target. I'm gonna start ordering from other stores and being patient on my order. At least I know sometime if I call customer service, I'm going to get the right customer service. There may not be a language barrier in the customer service. And I think that's what frustrates you, because you got to respell your name. You got to redo this. You got to redo that. And they already have your information. If you have have my phone number and you've already pulled up the account, why am I spelling my name and you looking at it? How is it that you send me an email, a text message confirmation, but you need me to spell my name? For what? I'm not calling for my health. But I guess there's so many scammers out there and so many people doing stuff they have no business. It'll take you to the king. All I'm saying is that I need to be more careful. This is just, maybe it's me, maybe it's somebody else, but I go to CVS and the young lady tells me behind the counter who's helping me with my CVS account how she hates ordering through Amazon and how it's giving her, it caused her anxiety to go up 10 notches because they kept doing the wrong order and then they kept sending her a replacement as well. I was like, I know, I'm going through the same thing. Why send a customer a replacement based on the fact that they may not even need the product? Help us, Jesus. Somebody help me, because I'm just trying to help myself. But anyways, I know I'm not the only one with this issue. I know I'm not the only one with this problem. I just want to know how to solve it, you know, because I'm at the point of writing Jeff Bezos a review and sending it to his house and let him know, like, brother, we got to fix this. You are causing people to get frustrated in an area they don't know need to be frustrated. It's about to be Jesus' birthday. It's about to be Jesus' birthday. We can't do this. But anyways, this is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. We're a little ladies and gents podcast episode for the bold and the beautiful. Let's get into it. Hopefully you guys, when y'all hear me again, I'll be on my couch talking in my microphone, the one that I have, the replacement. You know what I mean? So this is no shade to anyone else, because like I said, we deal with all type of people from all different creeds and cultures and so forth. But I think when it comes to customer service and you have someone on the other end of the phone and they have such a deep accent, it's hard to understand them, and sometimes it's hard for them to understand you, even though they speak the language that you speak. So I'm not saying that's against anybody's religion. I'm not saying it's against anybody's ethnicity. I'm just saying sometimes it can be hard to comprehend or listen to what a person has to say when you know your job. But anyways, listen to me. I am on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, also Spotify. So you guys check me out. I am Virtuous Diva, Ladies and Gents Podcast. Peace out.